What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
The ESPYs were last night. Hello. I didn't even know they were on.
I knew because of the internet chatter. And Mitch had mentioned it yesterday.
I went to Betty Buys early last night. We had thunder and lightning in the area, so the football camp got canceled. You know I'm a football guy.
Oh, yeah.
And I decided, you know what? I got everything ready for the morning. I'm going to get an early start, and I'm going to go to Betty Buys early. Night-night. And I went to Betty Buys.
But doesn't
I totally forgot.
Doesn't a football guy like you say, man, we had a day. We had a gym teacher, Mr. Valtman, and I'll never forget. We were supposed to go run the mile, and it was raining a little bit, and we're all like, no, we're not going outside. Run the mile. And Mr. Valtman's like, that's fine with me. That's just a day you wasted.
Oh, I felt it was a wasted day, but when there's lightning in the area, it's like we can't take them all inside, right. So what are you going to do? When you got well over 100 kids there, you don't have any space, so it's like, well, that's the end of the practice, or that's the end of the possibility of practice here today, so we go all, we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm sick, Valtman, man.
Well, it's just a stupid thing because... None of us.
No, it's a perfect line because it's
right.
It's going. It's going. Hey, if you don't want to do it, that's fine. Ravenna's getting better today. That's
right.
Cool.
That was the big coaching thing. Always like, hey, do you think Kirtland?
Take one off. It's fine.
Do you think Kirtland football, Kenny? Do you think they ran inside and hid and took the day off, and their coaches just sat around watching TV and drinking? Or do you think Kirtland?
Drinking what?
I don't know. I'm just asking. Do you think Kirtland?
Laverty's not doing it.
Do you think Kirtland made the most of yesterday while Streetsboro said, we'll get back to it tomorrow?
We're not the high school team. We're the youth team. I got 5-year-olds out there running around.
You think Kirtland's youth team was
running
for cover yesterday?
If I put them little boys in harm's way because of lightning strike, and they'd run inside for lightning too. I don't even want to hear it. Don't even start this.
But do you think Kirtland...
Don't even start this.
Do you think Kirtland says, hey, our kids will go out there, we'll deal with the elements no matter what, and we'll be better for it when we're hoisting a state championship in December.
Come September 8th when, Streetsboro doesn't pick up that win and mom and dad want to know why didn't we do it?
Yeah.
You guys wanted to take July 16th off. That's cool.
That's fine.
Nobody wanted to take it off. Everybody thought it was for the safety of the children. It was the safety of the children.
I don't know, Owen. Did you not see Kenny doing a rain dance here yesterday?
I absolutely. After the show, we looked at each other. We saw each other.
I've never seen him dance like that.
That is not a true.
Ever in my career, I've never seen him dance.
Listen, you can say a lot of things about me, and I will go along with it. That is not it. That is not true. That is not true.
It was like one of those old choreographed Michael Jackson videos. I mean, he had the whole family doing a dance.
Rain would not be the issue. The issue was lightning. That is the problem.
A little lightning can harden you up a little bit.
No, it's a little lightning cannot harden you up any bit. No,
it is
you go
the same
inside.
Reason you were over there down at the studio at the end. Thunderstruck came on and you were like, turn it up, brother.
Yeah. No.
Yeah, we're getting a freebie today.
It's not how it went. But I do that. Like if a, I shouldn't say this, but I do. Because it's like, they're getting older now. My kids, like we're getting to fifth and sixth grade. So it's like, all right, you can open up the conversation a little bit more. Like, I wasn't saying this when they were in flag football because that, to me, is psychotic. But, like, you go through a rep and you're not getting a good knee bend. You're not dropping your hips. And I'll just go, okay, yeah, waste this drill. That'll make me play you. Yeah, that'll get you on the field. Yeah, waste that drill.
Do you love that you can start to talk like a coach a little more?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to be held back.
Yep.
You don't have to be limited on some of the vocabulary. You get a little more colorful.
I don't cuss. I don't cuss still. I don't know, man. I think probably that last game, I'm probably just going to go, you know what? Can't let go of me now. Can't kick me out now. And I might just do that Jason Brown pregame speech from Last Chance U.
Well, every
turn
kid,
my hat backwards and just let them fly.
Well, that's a real thing. Inspiration.
And I'm sure you're the same kind. I know you're the same. There comes a day or a time in youth sports when you cannot believe your coach just went there. You're like, whoa. Like he's flipped a switch. And you'll remember that. They'll remember that for the rest of their lives. Because I know you guys remember that you had a coach one day, and whether it was
youth or high school?
I'm saying youth.
Okay, all right.
Youth, because I remember just baseball. I remember just little league baseball. There was that one day where that coach flipped, and he wasn't your best friend anymore. All of a sudden, it's like,
it was like when nine players stop being polite and start getting real.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, 100%.
Yes. Yes. My situation was like, it's like the ex-wife of the coach showed up. That was a moment. That was an after-school special that day. But no, I had, that was my moment. That was the come to Jesus moment. But yeah, there was lightning out yesterday. We're east of 77. You know, you got to be careful about that stuff. So we missed an opportunity yesterday. We'll hopefully make it up today.
You know what? The lawns needed it, Kenny. The lawns need, at least
no,
in my
don't.
Neck of the
not
woods.
Not anymore.
Oh, my lawn needed it.
Not anymore. It's been nonstop, horrific, flash flood warning,
yeah, you've
rain,
been getting
garbage.
It. We have not. We've been God. Dry.
Even this weekend, you look at we see the weather up there. I'm like, I don't know that we're getting any of that. Ken's going to get flooded.
Two different worlds we live
it's
in, Ken.
Unbelievable. And I asked Jen Harcher about it yesterday. I go, hey, should we be under advisement? And she goes, oh, yeah. She goes, you're east of 77. And that is like the line of demarcation there where it's like once you have a better chance of all of it. And I go, that's why we keep getting rained out. We're on the east side. Yeah. It's bad.
You know what they say about the weather in Cleveland? Don't like the weather in Cleveland? Just drive 5 miles.
You don't like the weather in Cleveland? Just send it to Streetsboro.
I've heard that. Definitely.
And it'll be there.
Where they're not practicing because of light rain.
It's not. There was lightning. And it was a torrential downpour. But it was the lightning that makes you.
Hugh Jackson had the quarterbacks throwing a wet ball.
Okay. Well, hey, you know what? You have Mason go out there during football season in a few years, and you have him go out there in the lightning and see what those parents in Bay Village
Kenny,
do.
I'm not even allowed.
I'm sure they'll just accept that, yes.
I'm not
psycho.
Even allowed to flip Mason onto a bed if my wife's in the room. Yeah. But when she's away, oh boy, we're roughhousing.
You did the old half blown up air mattress and just launch him through the air.
Chucked him in the air. It's cool to see the revolutions as they're falling down.
He lives in Bay Village, but for that moment and that address, it's Suplex City. So, the ESPYs were on last night. I did not even know. Sorry. Had no idea.
What is, because I know they made big waves because of all the places, Disney went to Shane Gillis because that's what they know every year they get tagged for being too woke. So what did they do? They went with Shane Gillis. So I can only imagine what the reaction was after Shane Gillis. I saw one of the jokes, which we are not going to play, which references a certain Cleveland Browns quarterback we won't be seeing a lot of this year.
So we won't do that one, but what can we play?
Wait a minute.
Is it this one
about this Cleveland Browns quarterback?
No.
Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
I like Shane Gillis because I know when to laugh because he does this.
He also fumbles his punchlines. I like Shane Gillis a whole bunch. His special, I don't know. He might be on like his third or fourth now.
I only saw Beautiful Dogs.
Okay. The first one I saw was awesome, and the second one I saw was pretty damn good too. Then I saw him on SNL, and I'm like, he is nervous. He is a professional comedian who is nervous and rattled.
Well, he might be a good writer and everything like that, but that performance, but he might be out of his element there because it's awkward. And I think that that's part of what makes you like him is it's like, all right, that's normal
just
to be that way.
Just a normal guy.
Like, I watched the Conan O'Brien documentary, and I was like, man, this guy's really putting himself out there. Like, he can be psychotic. Like, there is definite signs of being a sociopath here, which is, I give him credit for putting himself out there. I watched that whole documentary. And then I see, like, this guy, and I go, well, this guy is, it's like, I'm sure he's smarter than we give him credit for, but it's like the funniest guy in your group of friends. That's what I think has made him very successful.
And likable, yeah.
He comes off like the smartest guy or the funniest guy in your group of friends.
And just in hearing him on podcasts, because Owen, we've listened to a lot of the same podcasts that he's on. You people just assume, like, oh, Shane, he's on my team. And Shane's like, get out of here. I'm not doing teams. He's like, you guys are weird for doing teams. I don't do teams.
I do like it. There were a couple of things that we could we play some of this or
yeah, let's what play can some we of play?
It. Here you go. Talking about the WNBA.
Okay.
4-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's, that's crazy. You clap for that.
That's great.
Audio courtesy of Disney. That was pretty good. That was pretty excellent. Do we need the ESPYs, you asked me?
Right. We have these things called championships and MVPs and All-Stars and All-Pros. We already have those things.
I think we do.
So is this here to just compare all the champions and say, who is the best champion?
I think we do, and I'll tell you why. Because guys like you and me, if we're going to be on, we need content to talk about the next day, and this gives us content to talk about the next day other than made-up fake rumors from Las Vegas about the Mavericks and Cavs and the Lakers and LeBron and... I can't even say if they were made up or fake or whatever because it's the world of the NBA, but it's better than is. This is more fun than that, maybe. Is it? Is that more fun than that?
Than the rumor mill?
Maybe. This is just good, solid, funny fun here with that guy. When it comes to the WN or when it comes to the NBA stuff, it's like, well, I mean, who knows? Who really knows what gets in? Then people start getting yelled at. I mean, I was getting texts the other day and I'm going, I don't know. But then you don't know. So can I share some with you guys?
Yeah.
I got to go find it. So you might have to talk amongst yourselves here.
Who ended up winning best team?
Couldn't tell you. I believe it's the Eagles.
Okay, does it go to the...
I don't know. I watched... Did not watch it last night. I watched the 10 minutes.
I don't know where this is coming from. What's that? The reason
I ask is, did they just give it to the team that wins the Super Bowl every year? Does that get best team just because that's the most popular... And the Super Bowl is the most watched, or did they divvy it up from time to time?
Yeah,
I figured Mitch would be all over this.
I can give you that answer, Mitch. If you have that answer, go ahead.
I figured Mitch seems to me to be in the demographic of somebody who not only watches these every year, but then goes, "Oh, back in 2012,
like it has an ESPY party."
Yeah.
So the other day, this would have been Tuesday morning. I get a text from somebody. This is the type of crap you get, right? And you go, okay, whatever. When it comes to like the NFL stuff, usually with NFL, I go, okay, because it's the NFL and not a lot of stuff gets out there that's that crazy. But there's so many things that are just faulty in the NBA during the offseason. You kind of go, whatever. And I get this thing and it says, LeBron James is being traded to the Dallas Mavericks. The deal isn't public yet. No Shams tweet. Jam's tweet. But behind the scenes, it's done. LeBron, AD, Kyrie, the league is about to be flipped upside down. More info soon. Stay locked in. That's a text I get at 10:39 on Tuesday morning.
I saw that too earlier in the week.
But is that from a person you trust?
No. Well, the person who sent it to you.
No. Well, yeah. But the person, I go, you don't believe this, do you? Well, yeah. I mean, the person, I go, no, come on. What are you doing?
Well, that's where we're at in the calendar.
That's
busy sports calendar.
That's what we are. It's at the time, it's July 15th. It's a non-busy time in the calendar. Crazy stuff's going to be said. You can say, well, there's meetings in Vegas and all this stuff, and people are going to take it because you're at a dearth for anything actually going on in sports. You have the All-Star game, you have a home run derby, and then the All-Star game that ends with the home run derby.
I told you.
And then there's the ESPYs.
I went to that derby party, right? And I'm talking with a bunch of friends. Yeah. And it's right around the time, it's right after that kid robs the home run from Junior Caminero, right?
Yeah.
So that one of my buddies leans over and he's like, so what do you guys talk about this time of year? And I go, we're definitely going to talk about this kid robbing a home run because it's something right now. Yeah. We are in the dead zone, right? It's the end of the calendar. Action happening.
Yes.
So then you get people from other stations around the country just making the silliest proposals towards trades and things like that. And this is when you get to put your guys on Mount Rushmore.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's got their hard hats on right now, and they all have the light on the front of the hard hat, and they're down in the mines mining for the content.
No doubt. This is that time of the year where lazy hosts are comparing the teams in town or even doing quarterback or, dare I say, coaching lists. This is when,
that's exactly why we will spend the next segment breaking down this Shane Gillis joke.
Like Ohio State football, who won the national championship but also lost to Michigan. Michigan, who didn't cheat this time, beat him fair and square. Yeah, are we ever going to hold accountable? Yeah, whatever. They're allowed to cheat. No repercussions.
I work my ass off on this coaching list.
Wait, we have
much.
A coach's list?
Yes. Oh, wow.
I work my ass
Kent
off.
Kent Carman has been toiling.
Where is Murray Warmoth on that list?
Drafts. I mean, well, he's dead, so he can't be on the top NFL coaches
Where's
list.
Where's the dead coaches list?
I made three drafts. I should make a dead
Where's
coaches list.
Where's the biographies
list?
I spent a summer reading
I should. And then every
there.
Year when one, unfortunately passes, we can be sad about it and go, but we have the list.
Oh, yeah, Adam. Yep.
That's a sad thing
and
about it.
We can say, is he ahead of this guy or behind this guy?
We could do a yay boo. Boo, he's dead. So yay, Kenny's got a list.
I do have the 25 returning coaches. I have two that are not eligible because they've already been coaches before. And then I have five new coaches that I took out of there because I can't rank them among the top 32 and they've never been head coaches before. So I can't put Liam Cohen in there and say, oh, this guy's going to suck up the room. I know his opening press conference was a little bit odd.
You judge the press conference.
Yeah, all you do is judge a press conference and that's nothing.
Like Sirianni.
Sirianni has won a Super Bowl. Dan Campbell's been to an NFC championship game and his opening press conference was something out of WCW in 1991. Like there was.
All right, give us a little tease. Give us dead last on your list right now.
Out of the 25 returning,
yes.
Brian Callahan.
Whoa.
Did not see that.
Wow.
I bet you could have. No, you wouldn't have because you wouldn't even remember that Brian Callahan's a head coach in the NFL.
We only know because we lost his dad in the whole thing.
You had a better chance to name Tommy Callahan than you did Brian Callahan as returning head coaches in the NFL.
And when I say we lost his dad, we didn't mean we're adding him to the dead list.
No,
he's
Bill Callahan
still
with
Very
us.
Much
yes.
alive.
Bill Callahan's still with us.
He's on the I don't want to coach in Cleveland anymore list.
Oh, come on.
I was going to have you open up the segment. God forbid you open up the segment. I got to put the open on the TV so everybody won't be yelling at me.
Yes.
Lee Westwood is in second.
The fescue. Look at Phil Mickelson on a rampage.
They don't know. They don't see that. They don't know it. He's already on 13?
Yeah.
Good God. When did this start? Let's start at 4 a.m. Oh, there's Phil missing an easy putt. There's your guy. Yeah, there's your guy.
Easy putt. Look at what he's wearing. Right.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, the easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
He's like a bad guy in a movie. Look at him.
He's wearing sunglasses.
I do love. I don't know why I call him your guy. I like Phil Mickelson. I do. I think he's fun. I know. There's a lot of other things there, but I mean, when it comes to golf,
he's my favorite for many years. He was my favorite.
Is he still
golfer.
Your favorite? Who's your favorite?
I still enjoy it. I think he's great on social media.
Do you have a favorite now?
No. You know what?
I've decided, like,
that is so sad. I do not have a guy that I'm going out of my way to root for.
I have a favorite NASCAR driver now. It's been years since I've had a favorite NASCAR driver. New favorite NASCAR driver? Ross Chastain. Boom. There you go. You like that?
Really?
Yeah. How you like that? I don't have a favorite golfer. And it's not Scottie Scheffler.
No. I can tell you he definitely would be towards the bottom of my list.
And Miguel Jimenez is on the Champions Tour. He's my favorite Champions Tour.
What about Angel Cabrera?
Smoke him if you got him, baby. That was a great... Jim Nantz did that as they were going to break one time. He fired up a cigarette, and Jim Nantz said, smoke him if you got him. And now I'm just realizing why you just said Angel Cabrera, right. And we are moving on. So coming up at 8:20 this morning, Mary Kay Cabot is going to join us on the show. God, you are a bastard. So... You and I got into a big argument yesterday. Big, 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 big fight yesterday. And I didn't mean to be a big fight because, you know, on further review, I don't think that we were really fighting. I think that you can understand. And what I saw, because Joey put the video up online, and the results were as emotional and as polarizing and as 50-50 split as I think I'm going to see. The people who agreed really vehemently agreed. The other people who disagreed... I think that they kind of got the argument wrong. This is not a dollars for donuts argument, the argument we got into yesterday that Owen played a snippet of in the open. This is not a dollars to donuts argument about the Guardians and the Cleveland Browns. So somehow the Cavs got left out of this. But it's not a dollars for donuts argument between those two franchises. Because there isn't one. I mean, one franchise has been on hard time for Daddy, and the other team has been a consistent, good franchise. That's not up for debate here. The debate was really the ownership and whether or not they wanted to win or win at all. I do think that, and I said this a million times over, and I think that a lot of people just got caught up in their anger at the Browns and at the Haslams for owning the Browns and being a 3-14 football team last year and trying to dig themselves out of this quagmire of what they are. And I think a lot of people were just upset about that. And I go, wait a minute. No, hold on here. Because if you listen to the entire clips that are online, 92.3thefan.com and on our YouTube and on our Facebook and everything like that, you'll hear it. Because I don't think that you and I think we disagreed on how much maybe the Dolans really want to win. But I've never once, and I won't say that the Dolans or Paul Dolan is an irresponsible owner. He's not an irresponsible owner. I think that's why he thinks that makes him a good owner, because he is a responsible owner and has given them an opportunity to be a competitive team every single year. The issue, I think, is with everybody when they look at it and go, I don't root for responsibility. The general fan, the Joe Sixpack fan, does not root for you being responsible. They root for you to go for the gusto. So in the world of our professional sports, which are in this city, I have two teams. One made a tremendous, tremendous strong move that ended up blowing up in their face and is still blowing up. It's a perpetual tire fire of that deal that they made. But they made it in the effort to go and try to win a Super Bowl, not to make their whole fan base mad at them. They don't do anything to make him mad at him, to try to make him mad at him anyway. The other one, they made a very strong move that was an effort to try to win it all, and it hasn't blown up in their face. We'll see where it goes, but they made a strong move, and they've been very successful with that strong move. But those two teams did it to win it all. The Guardians don't do things to win it all. And when we are in this generation of sports where it's not just, hey, let's just enjoy the professional sports, that's not what anybody's in it for anymore. Yeah, that's not going to resonate with the fans. That was my entire point. I fear the day Paul Dolan transfers ownership to somebody else with the full power of the franchise, because I don't know that person and they're not from here. And I always feel it's buyer beware with that sort of thing. But damn, like, I do not believe that he is a guy, and I'm not going to back down from this at all. He is not a guy that is going to make a very, very, very strong move in an effort to try to win it all. No, and you know that as well.
Well, but he did in 2016. You would say they did in 2017. They did with the Edwin Encarnacion.
I think that's as close to it as it was. And
you didn't say those years
they still went.
Wait, we did radio. You said they were all in those years.
I said they've gone. I said they went as all. I said they would go as all in as Paul Dolan would believe that's all in. But we still remember in the 2016 season after the 20.
Did they go all in those years
after the 2016 season? There were still people who were wanting more.
Well, you're always But that's God. That's every team in Major League Baseball. When they lose, I mean, outside of the Dodgers, maybe the Mets, even though the Mets seem upset every year at the end of the year, don't all the teams say, I wish we would have spent more money
with the other two teams?
So I just think that's, I gotta just stop you there. I just think,
well, you're not gonna stop me doing anything, but
that's part of the thing
interject.
I think you continue to miss is it there. It's not just spend money means you're trying to win it all. Like, I think in the NFL, like, we confuse that because the Browns have spent more money the last 5 years, that they're trying harder than all the other teams. Spending money is not even that smart in the NFL because it means you're buying free agents. What do we know about free agents in the NFL?
Well, they're free agents for a reason.
They're probably on the downside of their career. Mostly, the guys that are the best in the NFL are the guys in a part of that rookie deal and maybe the next deal. And they never even become free agents to begin with, the best players. They get locked up by their team. But that doesn't necessarily mean that you're trying harder. I really want to win. Oh, I'm going to spend more money.
And where I think that you miss the point
is... it's actually a dumber way to do business.
And where I think that you miss the point is that when the Guardians... or excuse me, when the Browns and Cavaliers have a player that's worth holding on to, they're not going to move on from that player. They're going to do what they can to keep that player.
Yeah, but if the Guardians did that every time, it would just come at the expense of rest of the ball club.
Does Stephen Kwan...
Would it not?
And that part of is a baseball problem. And
right.
Paul Dolan is
right.
An owner in professional baseball. That means he's part of the problem.
Well, then fine. Then why is that... I mean, I guess why would anybody watch baseball if they thought that it was such a problem that none of the teams
team.
are really trying...
Team.
Well, right, but I think that's my bigger point in all of this. Is it's so much more of a baseball problem, obviously. And then when I ask people, okay, give me a number. What do the Dolans need to spend for you to then concede they're trying to win? Because I think they're trying to win now. But
they're trying to win. They're trying to win, or are they trying to win at all?
So, but what I get back to this every time, and
letting
I don't really
Josh
get a
Naylor
good answer.
Go and all the other moves
but
is trying to win.
I don't really get an answer from you. What would it mean to try to win at all? Isn't it just in baseball, the goal is to get to the postseason, and then we all admit it's a total crapshoot? Isn't that what everybody says about baseball? Even the people, Jason Stark, when we have on...
I don't think so.
Don't they always come on and say, well, it's baseball?
I don't think
it's
so.
It's baseball. When Clayton Kershaw is the best pitcher in baseball, and then in a series... just self-destructs. What's baseball?
So
we don't say that the team that has Clayton Kershaw wasn't trying to win,
right?
So
the Dodgers and Mets just spend all that money because they don't want to win? I don't understand your point.
They are spending the most to give them the biggest margin for error. But we concede.
So you're saying it's not a crapshoot.
We do concede.
So you're saying it's not a crapshoot.
No, it totally is a crapshoot.
No, it's not based on luck.
You haven't said baseball's a crapshoot.
So wait a minute.
You, Ken Carmen, are looking me in the eye right now. You're telling me you've never said baseball
I'm sure I have.
You're sure you have. You have. But I know you have. I've done the radio show with you.
We also, in the words of you.
Don't just cave on the argument you've made over the years about how baseball is different from the other sports.
And in your words, we have the right to new information. And I have new information.
So how many teams are trying to win it all
so
in baseball right now?
So we lost to the New York Yankees because of luck last year?
I'm asking you, how many teams in baseball...
Juan Soto got lucky.
How many teams in baseball are trying to win it all in Ken Carmen's new... I've got new information definition.
7, 8?
I think it's less than that.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean other teams can't win, right? Because we do have other teams win.
There doesn't mean that other teams can't win in other sports, for the love of God.
Like when the Royals,
I think you would say that the Cavaliers were trying harder to win it all than the Indiana Pacers team went to the finals.
Sure, sure. And obviously, I think it's kind of funny that we have this argument when we have a team in town that has gone out of their way.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
To lose games like they did the last 7 games of last year, or the years that they tanked and were the definition of tanking, and you never would admit it, but everybody else outside of you knew that the Browns were tanking when they had Hugh Jackson.
When they were tanking.
Because
everybody else, including our coworkers, had their head up their ass.
You're saying the Haslams are doing doing everything they can to win. I give you perfect examples of the team that tanked and was trying to lose. When have the Guardians ever tried to lose?
I never said the Guardians have tried to lose.
They haven't.
They haven't
right.
tried to lose.
They have.
But have they done what's necessary to go all in to try to win?
But you're telling me the team that's tried to lose is trying to go all in. No, they're not. I can give you years that they weren't. I can give you stretches. The Browns last year, final seven games, were trying to lose. Why is what the Guardians are doing that much more in your face, despicable, than the Browns when they're trying to lose?
No one called the Guardians despicable for running a good franchise.
I mean, you've seemed to make fun of them over the last week.
I didn't make fun of them either.
Rate them over the coals while the Browns are trying to win. They're trying too hard, Anthony. That's the problem with the Browns. They're just trying too hard.
I didn't say that either.
But yet they have less wins than just about everybody.
You're very good at putting words in my mouth that I never said. It's pretty outstanding.
I do this show with you for years. 2016, 2017, everybody in this town agreed that the Guardians/Indians were trying to win it all.
Of course.
But now today I'm hearing Ken say, when have the Dolans ever tried to win it hard?
I didn't say whenever.
I don't know the years we did the show together.
I didn't say whenever. 10 years ago. It's been nearly a decade.
So you're changing your mind already.
I've had a Cavs team do it 3 times since. I've had a Browns team do it twice since, try to go all in and try to win it all. I've had a Guardians team do it once, and when we get to the ownership, really once in 25 years of ownership. One time, and even that I think is up for debate with the fan base. And again, you call it a crapshoot. The Yankees did not beat us on accident. They did not beat us by rolling the dice.
But we know if we were to get to the World Series and we were playing the Dodgers, right, or the Mets or whatever,
we would feel like a massive underdog.
Yes, of course we would.
But
that's not a Dolan problem. You could spend another $100 million. You'd still be massive underdogs.
He is an owner in Major League Baseball. That means he is a part of Major League Baseball. He is a voting member in Major League Baseball. That means he is part of the problem.
I mean, they tried last year to get 10 other teams in Major League Baseball.
It's not Paul Dolan's fault. It's everybody else's fault, even though he's part of the owners of Major League Baseball.
They tried to get 10 other owners last year in baseball. So you say they're part of the problem. They tried to get all these owners to come with them and start their own TV network to recoup some of the losses. Guess what the other teams did at the last second? They all ran away, took the guaranteed money they could for the last year that they could.
I feel really bad for Paul.
So, no, I'm not asking you to feel bad for him, but just acknowledge the reality that they're just not playing the same sport. Nor will, by the way, when you get your new owner in, and you agreed with me on this, you don't think the new owner's going to change anything.
No!
So it's a baseball problem, not a Dolan problem.
He's an owner in professional baseball. I can't explain.
Sure, but so will the next owner. Okay. Will also be an owner in professional baseball. Okay. So you're admitting that this isn't a Dolan problem. It's a baseball problem.
What do you believe is closer to the truth? Stephen Kwan being extended or Stephen Kwan being traded?
Probably. I've actually waffled on this a little bit. I actually think it's Kwan being extended.
Really?
I don't think he's played as well. Mm. I don't think he's been as good to command the money that I thought he might get. So I think they might be able to keep him. Which is part of the problem in baseball. You almost have to root for your guy not to be amazing. Because if he's amazing, you can't keep him.
But it's baseball's fault, even though Paul Dolan's an owner of baseball.
That is 100% a baseball
problem. He's an owner in the game.
Why do you think everybody thinks Skeens is not going to be a Pittsburgh Pirate?
And they don't blame the owner for that over there?
I think they blame baseball first.
They
don't have enough owners.
I think you go listen to 5 minutes of 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, and they blame the owner on that. Yes, absolutely.
Their fans do, but when we have the national guys on, they don't blame these small owners.
Yeah, of course, because they look at it from a different perspective.
Right.
I'm talking about people who care about
their
teams.
An unbiased perspective, not the ones of the people here that are suffering because their teams aren't winning. The national guys all say the same thing. It's a baseball problem. It's a baseball problem.
This is the perfect sports argument between these two teams. The Cavs are part of it, but they're really not part of it. Because if you're that mad at the Browns, then nothing is ever going to satiate anything until they start to win. Which is probably, and again, they're blamed right on them. What they've done is blamed right on them. So they really deserve no quarter.
Well, going after Deshaun Watson was, I'm not arguing with you at all that they weren't trying to win. Of course they were. I mean, it was a move that I kind of liked.
I can't disagree with you that one team has done things to position themselves for the future. Or as they say, I mean, the Cavs have done the same thing. The Cavs have rolled out 19 win seasons when they could have won 30 in a season if they would have made some moves, but it wouldn't have done them any good. And I think that some people look at teams, and this is what makes the Guardians so impossible. And it's like, listen, man, I get frustrated at the Guardians. Hey, they are what they are. And Paul Dolan is a part of Major League Baseball, but damn it, it could be a hell of a lot worse. But you're playing in this system where you can't do what the Cubs did. You can't win a World Series, then start to suck up the room, and then start to build back because they're not. They barely come to the ballpark anyway, and you don't have the TV deal, and you don't have the tickets, so you can't do that. You have to be somewhat competitive.
Wins and losses between sports are apples and oranges. I mean, 8 Guardians losses is equal to 1 Browns loss yes. in the grand scheme of the amount of games they play per season.
Correct.
Right?
Absolutely.
So the horrible stretch that the Guardians put up where we all lost our minds still was just
week and a
bad
half.
2 weeks yeah. of Browns football.
Yes.
Well, I agree, obviously, that. And I do think we reached, I don't know if you agree with me on this, Kenny. I thought it was a little ridiculous.
And then winning 6-7 was winning in the snow against the Steelers on Thursday night. It's the same deal.
Yeah, like, obviously, I don't think this team is really going anywhere. I think we're both, unfortunately, you know, we had Anthony Castrovince on the other day, and he's like, you know, this team's just not, not good enough.
It's a firepower issue. If you do make the playoffs, and I think they're going to make the playoffs.
You do?
Yes. Oof. I think, just looking at the schedule, I think there's, I mean, it's 4 games. They got to make up 4 games.
Owen wants to play schedule game here for the second episode.
Well, I've wanted to play schedule game for a month. Bad. That's why I bring it up every day.
I don't know. I felt a little optimistic yesterday, and then
the only thing that
I'm not blaming Underwood, but he was pretty realistic about the situation.
We can do the new information bit that everybody loves to do. That if they start getting rid of pieces in the next 2 weeks. Then that will change my thoughts probably. But
I thought you'd make the argument that they could get better if they stop maybe.
No, I'm saying
holding
like if
the
they
kids
go
back
out and just decide that like Class A's not going to be here anymore, or you know Kwan's not going to be here anymore. If those things happen, then yeah, I'll probably change my tune. But right now, how they set, and I feel like yeah, if they bring up DeLotter at the right time, he might add some pop to the lineup that they're greatly missing, but I don't think when it comes to October, they're really going to be competitive in the playoffs.
I'll tell you this, though. If they got rid of Emmanuel,
I'm still going to wear all my stuff and cheer for him, though, when that happens.
If they got rid of Emmanuel Clase, I could talk myself into like being like, okay, they still have a shot this year because you know it's getting a little rickety there.
You
on
got
that
Cade end. Smith still.
And you have Cade Smith still, even though he hasn't really claimed that position, but we'll see. I mean, if this whole, and we'll play this coming up at 8 o'clock, this whole stuff about Stephen Kwan, I mean, if they were to let go of him before the trade deadline, I'm just going to be quiet, and you can go ahead and deal with the calls after what we've just argued about over the last 2 days. Because that will, my God. I mean, you have to talk yourself into it as best you possibly can. If they were with 2 years left of player control, technically, at least a season and a half. Now he's up for arbitration next year and the year after. I mean, you're looking at that like, holy God, if they did something like that, it'd be ridiculous.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.